And Kathy Dawes now, along with Karen Hibbard, Vice President, Manhattan Convention and Visitors Bureau with the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce. We appreciate her being here today. 537-1350. If you do have questions or comments, toll free 866-776-1350. Or you can tweet us at 1350CAMI. And a very busy time. I know I just happened to be downtown at the town center last night. And, of course, a very busy time right now with the Christmas season.
It is.
Manhattan.
Kathy, you know, the song that's dancing through my head this morning is it's the most wonderful time of the year, and it certainly is. With that wonderful time of the year comes many, many, many activities. If you didn't know that it was December and you didn't know that it was Christmas, boy, don't step outside to enjoy the temperature, but do step outside and notice all of the many activities that are taking place here in Manhattan, the Little Apple. It's a phenomenal community to be a part of with many, many offerings. Of course, this week is a big week for those that are here to celebrate. This is graduation weekend, so I want to congratulate those that have accomplished their pursuit of achieving that degree, whether it is their bachelor's, their master's, or their doctorate. This is a weekend that we will be celebrating those folks that have gotten their degree. So congratulations to our newly minted Kansas State University
have
graduates.
A couple of those right here.
Yes.
At the radio station will be graduating. So, mm-hmm.
So with that, we have many, many, many activities. I wanted to just kind of step back in time just a few moments, if you wish. Certainly on Friday, we had the mayor's lighted Christmas parade, and what a beautiful parade. It's been so much fun to watch that grow. But when the lights get dark and the holiday lights come on, you can see them twinkling throughout the community. And certainly we want to start with our newest addition and attraction in Manhattan at the Blue Earth Plaza area, where the Flint Hills Discovery Center is, the Festival of Lights, where we are host to the tallest Christmas tree in Kansas. And then you just go on down the road, you can see Johnny Caw. If you've not gone by to notice, Johnny Caw is sporting a Santa hat, and his scythe is lit. Who knows, maybe next year there might be a bag full of treasures there that people can enjoy seeing. And then as you go down to Aggieville to Triangle Park, if you've not seen that yet, it's beautiful with the shooting stars and the purple tree. And then certainly go on out to West Loop and you see the lighted kettle for Salvation Army. And so the holidays certainly are being celebrated across the community. At the Festival of Lights, as we lit the Christmas tree the Friday after Thanksgiving, we had about 8,000 people there to help do that. And then, of course, this last weekend was an ice sculpting competition. There were six ice sculptors there.
Ice sculpting in 60-degree weather.
Yeah, and so they had to sculpt fast. There were about 2,000 folks that were there. And then this weekend is going to be a family Christmas carnival in the area on Saturday, again, with KSU graduation. But we certainly encourage you to go down from 2 to 5 p.m., thanks to Whoville, those folks that have made that happen. And Hy-Vee will be there for the first 500 people that come. There will be some complimentary hot dogs and chips for people to enjoy. Again, complimentary to the first 500 people. There will be heated tents. We anticipate that there will be a change in weather on the way, so hopefully the weather will be a little bit more conducive for holiday thinking. But there'll be lots of activities that will be going on to celebrate the season for families to enjoy. And what a great time to celebrate, not only as you're coming in to congratulate that KSU grad, but to help those little ones to just really have that twinkle in their eye as they anticipate Santa coming.
Definitely a very busy time, too. And then I know, of course, the Kansas Farm Bureau is meeting this week.
Absolutely. You know, it's Manhattan is a great community. And as you know, Kathy, something that's very near and dear to our hearts at the Convention and Visitors Bureau is bringing in conferences to meet in our community. Again, welcome those that are here for Kansas Farm Bureau's annual meeting. This is their 99th annual meeting. A big deal for them to choose their home, where the home headquarters is. And as they headquarter at the Hilton Garden Inn, All of our hotels are filled with those guests. They have over 800 attendees that are here for the annual meeting. And so welcome Kansas Farm Bureau as they set ag policy, as there are decisions that are made that affect agriculture. We are thrilled to be the home site for them.
In fact, we spoke with them a little bit last week. I guess they're having a dueling piano event tonight, which
yes.
is kind of fun.
Yes, so. That's a fundraiser for mm-hmm. their foundation, and they have a lot of fun activities as well as educational opportunities. They have people in from the American Farm Bureau that will be working with them on setting policies as that's a grassroots organization, and as the grassroots speak and help set those ag policies. It's a very important time for them as they meet here in Manhattan.
Any other weekend events coming up or week events?
Oh, Kathy, if you, as a lover of music, you can just pretty much pick what activity you want to go to. Again, kudos to... I really appreciate McCain Manhattan Arts Center with the activities that they have going on later on this week. Charlie Brown, It's Christmas, will be at McCain, which will be a really fun series to go to. Also, the MAC has some other activities that we would encourage you to anticipate, to mark on your calendar and to go to as well. There are also some unique events. If you've not been to the Flint Hills Discovery Center yet to see the Duty First temporary exhibit, we still have a little bit of time. That will change out in January. But celebrating the first 100 years of the Big Red One, certainly you need to get there. And so what a great time at the holiday time. So many of our soldiers, those that serve, are away from their family members. But I think as you go to the Discovery Center and see that temporary exhibit, it can give you a deeper appreciation of those that have chosen to serve our country, and for you to be able to say thank you to those military families that give it all for you and I to protect our freedom. So go to the Discovery Center to see that. Then there are some really unique events that are around. I wanted just to give you kind of a special listing of sometimes you don't maybe think of those. And we encourage people to go to our website, our calendar of events, and you can see all of these listings on there. So go to visitmanhattan.org. Click on our calendar of events and you can see these things, but just some unique things. There's a brandy tasting that will be taking place at the Arrow Coffee Company on December the 5th, which is tomorrow, from 7:30 to 9, and it's $15 for you to do that, but it's just time, just perfect for the holiday time. You can sample a variety of brandy to pair with cold weather, but you can set in a small, intimate setting and learn a little bit about a beverage of your choice. Also, you might want to participate in the Harry's Psalm Series. They will be having a special event on December the 7th from 7 to 8:30. Again, there is a cost for that. There's a $20 cost, but you'll have a crash course in Pinot Noir. I can't even say that this morning, but they do a great job there. Evan and his staff do a great job of really helping you learn the different kinds of wines that there are. And then at the Ironclad, which is downtown Manhattan, there are a couple of really special, inspirational kind of meetings that you can take participate in. On December the 10th, there is a paint and sip presentation there from 4 to 6, and there you're going to uncork your inspiration and learn from painting and sipping in a whole new level. You'll have a fun evening while you'll paint and drink your favorite beverage and create artwork in a comfortable environment. And the group is also going to be led by Neil Wallenberg, and he's going to be guiding you in Believe in Santa and provide goofy yet entertaining art history antidotes. So what a great way to be creative and to be able to learn. Again, you need to have that. Let them know that you're coming. It's a $35 participation at the Ironclad. Go on to our website at visitmanhattan.org, and you can get all of those details there as well. If you want to take in some theater, Certainly, whether you're going to the Wareham or to the MAC, we have a couple of events that you'll want to do. You'll want to make sure that you go to this weekend at the MAC. It is the 39 Steps. It's a comedy that it's local theater that is really a cute theater production for you to go to, and so we'd encourage you to go to that as well. And then, yes, it's the 39 Steps at the Manhattan Arts Center, a great, great performance. And then murder mysteries. Do you do those very often, Kathy?
I haven't actually. They always sound intriguing, but I haven't had the time to do that. So,
Well, mark it on your calendar. December the 16th from 7 to 9 at the Wareham. You'll need to have a ticket, but it's those tickets range from $37.50 to $47.50. So if you're looking for something that's unique, a good way to create new family holiday memories, certainly the special events that Manhattan has here to offer in our great venues. I've just listed a few of those that would be encouraging for you to participate.
Is this a busier time of year for you, quite honestly?
You know, Kathy, we used to say, we have slow times, and yes, it is a busy time of the year. There's a lot of ending of meetings. There are a lot of special activities that bring people into our community, but yes, it is busy. We talked about Kansas Farm Bureau being in town. Tomorrow, we actually will be going out of town for the KSAE, which is the Kansas Society of Association Executives annual meeting. That is held in Topeka, where many associations come together to have their annual meeting, but also it's an opportunity where communities such as Manhattan and surrounding communities across the state have that opportunity to come together and meet with those meeting planners and talk about what's new, unique, what special things we can do as you meet in our community and in respective communities. So that's a good time for us to have a presence. We will take an entourage of hoteliers and meeting event spaces along with the Convention and Visitors Bureau to just be present there. Manhattan, as you know, has grown and has changed so much over the years, and our meeting offerings are really great. Not only do we have meeting venues downtown, but in the Aggieville area, as well as on the west side of town, we can accommodate groups from 25 to almost 1,000 people. I say that almost 1,000. Sometimes we have to do some creativity because if you have 1,000 membered people at the conference center, you have to have time to have breakouts or to get them out of the building so that you can change that around for food or for other activities that go on. But certainly Manhattan is an attractive community for people to come to and to meet, as well as for special events, special celebrations.
Let's go ahead and go to a break. It's now 9:18. Again, we have with us Vice President Karen Hibbard, Manhattan Convention and Visitors Bureau. And again, 537-1350. If you have questions or comments, you're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
KMAN Morning News brought to you by Manhattan Appliance and Sweep Source, your appliance specialist located in the